Jesus Christ, you are head alone in Israel. El Elyon, El Elyon.
Merciful and gracious Lamb of the Living God, we plead the precious blood. We plead, we cry for the blood of redemption. We cry for the blood of your Holy Son, Jesus, Father. We ask that this blood, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we clean, we wash, we purge all things that may serve as an impediment. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 145, oh Lord, the Bible says, as they come, Lord, you give them their meat in their due season. Lord Jesus, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all these lives have come to seek you. They've come to receive their meat. The Lord that says, you will know why it's cast out whosoever that comes unto you. And so, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, have respect to your word. Glorify Jesus. And let your people rejoice in you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have glorified you. Amen. Amen. The Lord is alive in the midst of his people. He's alive. It's already purging and purifying lives, purifying spirits. It's cleaning. It's working upon our lives presently as you are seated. And as the word of God comes, I plead with you, please flow with the Lord. Do not wait until the time we pray. I'm trusting God. Wherever is, whatever he says we should do, we are ready to do it. Always ready to surrender and forget about what I've prepared. So we're going to undo some few prayers. And first and foremost, we're going to handle one prayer now, and that prayer is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 11. Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 11. The gods, thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the hearts, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. I thought you would say amen. I thought you would say amen. I thought you would say a resounding and thunderous amen. Amen. There are many gods, many, many gods that have eyes but they could not see. Many gods that are people are trusting, many gods that are threatening people. Many gods all around. And they are claiming certain things. The Bible says the gods that didn't know anything about creation. They didn't create, they didn't know how God created heavens. They didn't know how God created the universe. And they were rising against God's people, against your life. There are many gods in your life that have been opposing and standing against you. The Bible says, what will happen to them? It appears you are not in the church. What will happen to them? You are not sure. You are afraid. Huh? Because they will torture you again, Abby. They will harass you when you get out again. Huh? What will happen to them? Say it with all confidence, because they shall do what? Perish. They shall do what? They shall perish. That is the word of God. The gods that did not create heaven and the heart, they shall perish. You're going to rise on your feet. We are starting from that angle. Before we enter into the aspects where the Lord asks us to deal, we're going to deal with this issue. We're going to handle it on three dimensions. One, we're going to declare the God that did not create heaven and the earth, the God that did not create me, what are they doing in my life? Huh? They must perish. All the forces that God himself did not, the gods that did not create this body, that has been troubling my life, troubling my future, fighting against me, go to declare it. Then we move to another phase. Then we move to the third phase. We conclude that place. Then we enter into what the Lord guided us to prepare for today. Would you like to rise on your feet? Rise on your feet, my brother. Rise on your feet, my sister. This is the time. Like to say after me, lift up your right hand before the Lord. Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I make a declaration by your spirit that every god, all the gods that have not created heaven and the earth in my life, by the name of Jesus, what are you doing? In the name of Jesus, you shall perish. Today, I bring God's judgment of destruction upon you. In the name of Jesus, every God that has not created heaven and earth, in the name of Jesus, shall perish. And so in the name of Jesus, they must be buried. The gods that have not created heaven and the heart shall perish from the heart and from the earth and from under the heavens. They will perish under the heart. They will perish under the heavens. They will perish in the heavenlies. They will perish. They will perish. They will perish. They will perish. they will perish in the name of the Lord Jesus. These are gods that are standing, gods that are ruling, gods that are dictating the pace of your life, gods that are directing the affairs of your life, gods that are saying you cannot move, gods that are saying this is the limit. They have put a boundary. They said no one in your generation, no one in your lineage, no one, no one, no one in your family attain this height, no one in your home, no one, no one got married, no one, no one married, no one, no one built a house, no one. But this Bible says these are God that are didn't create heaven and the earth. They shall perish. They wasted your brother's life. They wasted the destiny of your sister. They wasted them. They wasted. I said no, but for my own life, I am not a candidate to be wasted. In the name of Jesus, the God that did not create heaven and the earth, in the name of the Lord Jesus, they shall perish. Brakata yabosa. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. When the scripture talks about these gods, the scripture is referring to the principalities, the powers, the wicked spirits in the air, the gods in your family, in your home, controlling your destiny, ruling over your home, ruling over, dictating all things. And I pray that you have an understanding for your life. We are going to still handle that prayer again. We're going to handle it in this way. The gods, lift up your right hand before the heavens. Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus, inasmuch that you are the Lord of all lords, you are the King of all kings, and at the mention of your name, every knee must bow. Therefore, every god that has not created the heaven and the earth, that has been working upon my life, in the name of Jesus, I condemn them. I bring destruction, and I decree that they will perish today. In the name of Jesus. They shall perish. In the name of the Lord Jesus. They shall perish. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The gods that have not created, that did not create heaven and the earth. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the gods that have not made the heavens, the gods that have not made the heavens, the gods that have not made the heaven and the earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, Lord, by the authority and the spirit of grace of God. In the name of Jesus, the word of God says, you shall perish. You shall perish from the earth. You shall perish under the heaven. You shall perish upon the heaven. In the name of Jesus, you shall perish. 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 Ah! Miracanturia. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We move to the third aspect. We're going to pray. The gods that have not made heaven and the earth concerning this assembly. Every god that have not made, that has not made, all the gods that have not made even this assembly, that not made this church. The gods that have not created heaven and the earth. Over this assembly, Mayakata, they shall perish. I said they shall perish. They shall perish. All manner of gods that may have risen, whether from the water, from the sea, from the moon, from the sky, wherever, from the territory, territorial spirit, ancestral spirit, from the marine kingdom, from the wilderness, from the ground, wherever, the gods that have not made heaven and the earth, which have perished concerning that generation gospel outreach, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you open your mouth? Will you open your mouth and pray by the name of the Lord Jesus? Remaka shata yakata, ripraka shaka yakata yaka, rekaliaba, maka yakata ya, makriaka yakata, rika yakrobogo seka. The gods that have not made, yemakusa, this assembly, in the name of Jesus, the gods that have not made this assembly shall perish, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let me tell you something. This assembly is the first assignment is done. The second assignment, we are going. We are handling what I call destroying the structure of wickedness. Destroying the structure of wickedness. Wickedness, when you talk of wickedness, because of our time, we are not going to pick some things there. Wickedness fall into two major categories. Wickedness could be as a result of being somebody who's been wicked. You remember when the Lord said he regret creating man? Can you remember? When men were doing so much evil? Because of the wickedness, because of wicked acts. God said he regretted creating man. But God is not regretting creating you. I know you are giving him pleasure. I know you are giving him pleasure. And you will continue to give him pleasure in the name of Jesus Christ. Wickedness. Men could be wicked. Men could be wicked. You just see someone who just says he hates this person. Or someone just have a new car or have a building, and that person will just be thinking evil. May be thinking evil about the person. Or somebody sits upon your promotion. Or somebody prevents what you support, your right, and says, mi o ni je ko riba. And you will ask, what is the offense that this person committed? I say, mi o kan fe ri ni. Wickedness. There is a dimension of wickedness. A dimension that is, operated from the evil arts. It could be someone who thinks, he just look at you and thinks of evil about you. He's just thinking that this person should die. He just think and say, let a vehicle kill this person. As this person is traveling, let it have an accident. All manner of wickedness. That is an angle to that. Well, we're going to pray about that aspect, but that is not the main area we are dealing with. It is the second dimension which I want to mention now. The second dimension of wickedness is a dimension that is orchestrated from the realm of the spirits. And that is why in the scripture, you remember in the scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, Ephesians 6, 12 says something, that we are not wrestling against what? Against flesh or blood, against what? Principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness. That is the last one we want to handle today. But if time permits us, the little we can do, we will do. Later, we will continue. We are leaving the first three. We are leaving principalities now. We are leaving powers. We are leaving rulers of darkness. We want to contain with the spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. No. And when you are talking of spiritual wickedness, it has structures. They are, in other words, they are being controlled. I mean, the wickedness is being orchestrated by unseen forces, unseen powers. You just see things are being manipulated. Things are being dictated into your life. Things are being guided by these certain things, certain forces you cannot understand. That is, it's just operational activities. So, just hold it first. There's one aspect I didn't mention in the aspect of wickedness that is operated in the physical. In the physical realm, when you are talking of wickedness, when somebody just decides to hate you for, the only way that you overcome and get over is by walking the Spirit. By walking the Spirit. You can overcome that by walking in the Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord will give you insight to what somebody is thinking about you. It has happened several times. Where the Holy Ghost will unlock and open the heart of someone that is ahead of you. And that is the Holy Spirit. And that is why you need to walk closer unto Him. Because when you walk in Him, when you live in Him, He opens the heart of people to you. This is what this person is planning. This is what is going on in the heart of this person. You just smile. And when the person is speaking, you just look at him. In other words, the Spirit of the Lord helps you to perceive. It helps you to perceive what is going on around you. Someone will be laughing at you, but inside him is planning evil. And it is by the revelation, by perception of the Spirit that grants you an understanding. Open your eyes and say, and you'll be looking at him and looking at her. Say, hey, how come in your buru jai? What are you doing, Mabai? I can give you several examples, but it's not a time for that. By wickedness, you have The Lord Jesus Christ, no one of you see when there are times when they will come to Jesus. The Bible says they brought a coin. Say, is it right? Is it right for us to pay tax? And the Bible says Jesus, and that will be in Matthew chapter 22. Jesus perceived the wickedness of their hearts, what they were thinking. He perceived it. And said, so I repay me your money. Because they're fishing. So I repay me your money. He perceived. Not guessing. Not suspicion. It is perception of the Spirit. That the Holy Ghost will just open. Say, wow, watch out. For us to walk victoriously, we need to move closer to the Holy Ghost. He grants you insight to your heart, to the heart of the people before you. Sometimes you want to take a step. Sometimes you want to move. There's something revealed. Something is being planned ahead of you. I say, And if the children of God have a working relationship with the Spirit of grace, many calamity and mishap that are happening, we will be escaping them. The Lord will deliver us in Jesus' name. The Lord, I said, the Lord will deliver us in Jesus' name. You remember Paul? Paul, in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, it says, pray for us. Pray for us. Why? He said, that is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. And he said, the reason why I ask you to pray, because men are wicked. Men are wicked. You see wickedness in the heart of men. As he wanted to move, he was looking at it. The Holy Ghost opened his eyes and said, men are planning some things. Say, men are wicked. Pray for us. So, my brethren, that is the first aspect we want to undo. We will pray together on this. But as I told you earlier, the woman dimension is not the main focus. The aspect that we are talking about is the host of wickedness. The host of wickedness that are operating all around. The one that you cannot see. Maybe you can see. You can see your boss who says he will not allow you to move forward. You can see him. But the one you can't see, the one that will torment you in the night, that will torment you in the day, that is troubling you, can't see. We are talking of the hosts of hell, of forces of darkness. And today, all these operations, the Lord is going to destroy them in our lives in Jesus' name. They operate in diverse ways. They operate to bring shame. They operate to bring failure. They operate to bring sicknesses. They operate to bring backwardness. They operate to bring all manner of disasters. All manner of afflictions and attack. Wherever they are, the power of the Most High God will destroy them in Jesus' name. Their structure shall be destroyed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They operate through the activities of witch. Activities of witch. And witch is different from witchcraft.
The witch,
they operate in the spirit. The craft is their activities. And many lives are under this hole, this grip, and the yoke of witchcraft is upon the necks of many of us. You see this yoke that is over the necks of people who are unable to move forward, who are unable to fulfill God's plan and purpose for their lives. This yoke are placed upon lives, both men and women, both boys and girls. The fact that a woman or a boy, I mean, it's not, which is not restricted to a woman. A man is also a witch. A man, even though people will call it wizard, but a man could also have witch. The man have witch. Young man, young girl, young boy, they do have. So many of us may think that it is when someone is old that that person is having a witch. It is a lie. It is a deception. That is not the issue. The matter is, anyone that does not have Christ or has sold himself to the devil can have witch. So the primary thing is to put people under yoke and oppression. And do you know one thing that touched me yesterday? Is this theme, when we talk of oaths of wickedness, that the oaths of wickedness, they always, I want to call it now, they will always win souls to their kingdom. And in other words, what I'm trying to say is this. When the hosts of wickedness are winning souls to their kingdom through their activities, in other words, they want to gain entrance into the lives of people so that people will either submit or they be killed. The one thing that struck my mind yesterday was that, evangelism. To just say the word, to tell someone that Jesus is alive, that Jesus can save you, you will not be able to say it. And I say, this thing, may the Lord have mercy upon us. Today, every operation of oaths of wickedness in your life, that operation will be broken in the name of Jesus. That operation will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. That operation will be terminated in your life in the name of Jesus. As the year is coming to the mid-year, we are coming to the end of the first mid-year, and we want to enter into the second phase of the year. Your life will never remain the same. That yoke must be broken. The power of the wicked must be terminated. The whole of witches and witchcraft will expire upon your life. You will not go to the month of July, which will be the second phase of the year 2021. You will not go with the yoke upon your neck, with the yoke of witchcraft upon your neck, with the yoke of wickedness upon your neck, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All things that have been contending with your miracle before, the power of the Lord is going to destroy them, in the name of Jesus. You would like to rise on your feet? We will handle it in three dimensions again. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. This is the first prayer I'm going to pray. I don't know. The wicked is the one who has not accepted Jesus and he has been working against the gospel of Christ, who has not accepted Jesus as the Lord and his Savior. If you are here, you do not know Jesus. If you are here, you have been operating in wickedness. There is mercy for you today because you are carrying the anger of the Lord. And I want to plead with you that you will repent and declare that, God, I cry for mercy. I'm coming out from the sin. I'm coming out from the flood and from the river of sin that I have been swimming in. I'm coming to meet you. This morning, I am presenting to you, first and foremost, before we can cry against the wickedness of men upon our lives, before we can cry against the wickedness of the host of darkness upon our lives. But you, first of all, you must come into the presence of the Lord so that you and God will not consider you to be a wicked person. And you cannot be a wicked person and we want God to have mercy upon you. But today, if you are turning to the Lord, God will have mercy upon you. I want you to cry unto the Lord. If you are there, my brother, my sister, please, you want to God, you want to cry unto the Lord and say, I am wicked. I am a sinner. I do this, I do that. God will still have mercy upon you. Just rush to the front. Rush to the front. Let's just pray together. Rush to the front. You want to give your life to Jesus this morning? You want to say, Jesus, I'm coming home. I'm coming to you. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of wickedness. I'm tired to be labeled as a wicked person in your presence. I am tired. I'm no longer to be labeled as a wicked person. I'm coming. I'm coming. You know the sin you get yourself involved in. Sin, the sin of immorality, sin of your sexual immorality, sin of wickedness, sin of all the wicked sins. And you want to say today, by the name of Jesus, Father, I come to you. Please come, have mercy upon me. Please come. I give you just 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Do not allow this 1 minute to pass you by. The door will not be closed against you. The door will not be closed against you. Just come out. Just come out within the next few seconds. I just declare. And once we leave this aspect, we move. It is left for you, you and God. Give you a few seconds more. Few seconds more. Few seconds more. If you are there, you are saying, Lord, I repeat again, for the sake of God's mercy, I repeat again, if you are there, you want to say, Lord, I am turning my back to sin. I am coming out from iniquity. I can no longer tolerate wickedness in my life. I am coming. I would like to say, Jesus, have mercy upon me. If you are there, God is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The Bible says, Psalm 7. Please turn with me, Psalm 7. Please, let's look at Psalm 7. Psalm 7. Psalm 7, verse 4. I think I'm right. Psalm 7, verse 4 should be verse 4. Are you there? Psalm 7. Are you there? Psalm 7 verse 9, not 4. Are we? Yeah. Not 4. 9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. Before we pray this prayer, you are going to pray that God, you know, if heaven is going to, you know, screen your heart, if heaven is going to screen your heart and find that there is wickedness in you, so that you will not judge yourself, so that you will not bring destruction upon yourself. The first thing you have to do is to repent, my brother, my sister. If you are, is a time you are thinking of evil, of your brother, of your sister, if there is a time you are thinking of evil over someone, and you see that you are planning, you are thinking to destroy, you are thinking evil over your brother, over your sister, I want you to repent right now. I want you to tell the Lord, Father, I repent. I repent. I am sorry. Any thought and any imagination that has brought any evil thing, imagination into my heart, today I plead for mercy. I will never permit this thing again in my heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to talk to the Lord. I want you to cry unto the Lord. I want you to try unto the Lord. If there is any time, any moment you have thought of evil, you conceive evil over every any life, over the pastor, over the church, over the brethren, over your brother, over your sister, over any person, you have conceived evil, even over your wife, over your husband, you have conceived evil. Declare that, God, have mercy upon me. I cannot be wicked. I won't be wicked. Forgive me. Cleanse my heart. Purify my spirit. Purge me, Lord. Purge me. Forgive me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the mercy of the Lord. Let the mercy of the Lord. Let the mercy of the Lord appear unto your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Psalm 7 verse 9, we have read it. Psalm 37 verses 12 to 15. We're going to join the two together because of our time. Yes, please. Psalm 37. The wicked plotted against the just and gnashed upon him with his teeth. What will happen? Hallelujah. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he said that his day is coming. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he said that his day is coming. The Lord shall laugh at him. Every wickedness that is being plotted, planned, in wherever, whosoever, we are talking of the physical, we have not addressed the spiritual now. Everywhere they are plotting evil, plotting. The Bible says, everyone is laughing at them and say, as he called that John 1:1, today, Tori and I say, plan evil against someone to me, against you, you know, share me. Now 14. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such and be of upright conversation. Now 15. This their sword. What will happen? Their sword shall enter into their own hearts and their bow shall be broken. Shall laugh at them. Go to rise on your feet. Whatsoever that has been plotting evil, plotting every wickedness, every wicked that the men are proposing and planning, everywhere they are sat and they are operating against your life, against your destiny, against your joy, against you, they are just walking. The scripture says the Lord shall laugh at them. The Bible says, the wickedness of the wicked. Oh yes, all that the wicked of the wicked shall swallow him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rimakusakaya, Rimaya Pandaya Palakata, Riprakaya Krakata, Limajekeye Kre Rosatelia, Rebakotayaba. You are commanding, you are declaring, you are speaking. All arrangement that is being made in the realm of the spirit, all orchestration that the plan and power of the wicked have been arranged, have been set up against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rima kosikaya. The wickedness of the wicked will come to an end by the name of the Lord Jesus. For the Lord shall love at the wicked. 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 Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Remasata Yaba, Mayekoriaba Kusekeria, Mayakraka Yaka, Mekeli Bori Baka Sheka, Mekele Bako Soto, Mali Propoko Sontele Bakusa, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Those who say you, they will not allow you to go. Those power that say they will not allow you to go. This morning, those who have been boasting that they say they will allow you to go to university and they are waiting. Those who are saying they are boasting, all those who are boasting over your life and you are just moving anyhow. You do not know, you do not see, you can't see. You're going to rise in the might and the power of the Most High God in the name of the Lord Jesus to bring them down. And bring their power down. Bring their counsel down. Bring their purpose down. Decree by the name of the Lord Jesus. Stand up and rise and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Do not be a victim. Do not be a victim of the wicked. Do not allow the wicked to just swallow your destiny. Do not allow the wicked to continue to torture your life. Do not allow the wicked to continue to pester your life. Abba, the kingdom of the Lord suffer of violence, and men of violence shall take it by force. Men of violence shall take it by force. It is by force. It is by force. It is by force. It is by force. The only thing that they obey in the kingdom of darkness is violence. It's violence. It's violence. And you are just there. You are praying as if you are speaking. You are praying as if you are not serious with what you are saying. Your word is not going with your spirit. Your spirit is not going with your word. And you are just speaking as if you are just speaking to someone. You are speaking, you are addressing matters. You are addressing issues of your life. You are addressing issues of your destiny. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are dealing. We end one prayer on the area of the spiritual. We can't finish. There are so many. We just want to do one. And that is the aspect of the host of wickedness. The first aspect is the physical. He just try to prevent you. And when you ask for the that is the first aspect. The second aspect now is the aspect of the spiritual, where it is being orchestrated from the realm of the spirit, from the realm of the spirit, from the household wickedness, from the forces of darkness, from witchcraft activities. You're going to decree by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever every rod, the Bible says the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. The Bible says the rod, it is the rod, it is the rod, it is the rod of the wicked. That is the world, the powers of witchcraft operating the spirit of witchcraft operating upon your life, the yoke of witchcraft under your life, the body that is operating, that is an oppression in your life, operating around your family, operating around your home, operating around your children, by the reason of the power of the living God, begin to destroy, begin to break them, begin to destroy, begin to break them down. In the name of the Lord Jesus, break them down and destroy. Break them down and break. Destroy them. Break. Shatter. Crush them down. Crush. Paralyze. Decree. All the forces that God has held you here. By the name of the Lord Jesus, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, shatter them. By the reason of the power, break the yoke. Break the yoke. Break the yoke. Yoke of affliction. Yoke of infirmity. Yoke of failure. Yoke of disease. Every yoke. Yoke from the witchcraft. The arrow of witchcraft. Send it on your body. The arrow of witchcraft. What is it doing? Die. Mashakaya kataya. All the arrows of witchcraft in my body, in my system. By the name of the Lord Jesus. The one that has been introduced into my system, into my life, into my family. Mayakata. Brakata. Yakata ya boli ya bosa. These chains must be broken. These chains must be broken. These chains must be broken. All these chains must be broken. The 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 chains upon these lives must be broken. Yes, Lord. These chains must be broken. These chains must be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the chains be broken. Let the chains be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We worship you. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we have prayed. There are things that are happening in the realm of the Spirit. And I just want to, I pray the Holy Ghost will help us. There are things that being unscrewed. Things that have been unscrewed. And I just pray that the work of wickedness will be totally be broken. In the name of Jesus. Our pastor, we pray for us. And there are a number of prayers which have kept, but the time will not permit us.
By the anointing, Jesus, praise the Lord. By Holy Ghost and power, just as a prophet said, this is the day of the Lord. God is moving in His power again.
Heavenly Father, every chain of wickedness over your people, today they are broken. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every host of wickedness ganging up against your people today, Lord, they are confounded in the mighty name of Jesus. Every band of wickedness set in array against the lives of your people today, Lord, they are destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every small god that has not created the heaven and the earth, trying to exert authority and powers over the life of your people today, Lord, we bring them to destruction in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything standing against your counsel and your will in the lives of your people, Lord, today we destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. Every occultic power or conspiracy, even against this ministry, Lord, we come against them with the host of heaven and we destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. As we are approaching the end of the first half, Lord, we ask and we pray that your people will experience the liberty of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, release a fresh grace upon your people for deliverance, for healing, for liberation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.